Because you mentioned Harley and Poison Ivy. Do you watch the cartoon
that's
on HBO Max?
No, I don't.
Okay, I don't either. I know I feel like I should because a lot of people say that it's actually really fucking good.
The Harley Quinn one?
And rated R. Mm-hmm. So, like, they can get away with a lot of shit. But yeah, oh yeah, I was wondering if you watched it. I haven't watched it.
I do.
I'm kind of curious, but now with all the shit going on with HBO Max, it's like, are they even gonna keep it or are they gonna take it down?
I haven't even watched the fucking Batman. I haven't even seen that yet.
You haven't seen the Batman?
No.
Oh my god, dude.
I'm scared though.
Don't be scared.
No, I'm scared because everybody likes Joker. I don't like Joker.
Joker's not it.
Huh? No. The movie Joker.
Oh, the Joker. Did you watch the Joker?
Yeah, I don't like it. I know that's controversial.
Is it really?
It is. People love that fucking
film
movie.
Film bros, yeah.
I think it's a bad movie. I don't think it's a bad movie. I think it's really well done. Like, Joaquin Phoenix is fucking amazing in it. But that's not a Joker movie. That's not a Joker movie. You can call it the Joker. He can paint his face like the Joker. You can make it about his sociopathic mental health problems. But that's not a movie about the Joker. That's a movie about a guy who's got mental health issues. That is not a movie about the Joker. You could have called it anything else and it would be just as good. It's not a movie about the Joker. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's such a great different take. And, you know, it's not in a Batman universe. It's a Joker universe. It's this story. And that's fine. It's a cool different take on the Joker. But that's hashtag not my Joker.
it was a good movie. I enjoyed it a lot. I don't want to say it's the best ever, blah blah blah. But like, I think I like the Batman more than the Joker for sure.
Yeah, so that's why I know that is something that people really like the new Batman movie, and I think I don't have a lot of doubts in it because, like I was saying before, when I saw the trailers, like when I see him in the suit and saw the stuff in the trailers with him in the suit, I'm like, oh yeah, cool, cool, cool. This actually looks really good. I like how dark they're going with him. I like this. But then when they show stuff of him out of the suit, and it's like, oh, it's just a fucking sparkly vampire, but now he's got a really bad receding hairline. Like, and I'm not saying he's not a good actor, because Robert Pattinson is a good actor. And I'm sure he's fine. But he's got this thing about him that where he somehow looks like he's 14 and 40 at the same time, and I can't fucking get over it.
That's fucking hilarious.
I can't get over it. Like, from here down, he looks like he's 14, and then from here up, he looks like he's 40, and I'm like, I just can't. It's hard to get past. And again, it's not like, I'm not just saying, oh, he was in Twilight, he's fucking terrible. No, he's not just terrible because he's in Twilight. He's not terrible at all. He's a good actor. I know that. But
been in some pretty good, like, movies.
Indie movies and stuff. Like, stuff really before Twilight and stuff after Twilight. But yeah, it's hard for me to see him out of the suit and take him seriously as a Bruce Wayne. But yeah, me and Alexis, I know she loves Batman more than
I do.
Did
she watch the Batman?
No, we haven't sat down and watched it yet. We just haven't done it yet. She saw the first trailer that they put out, like, was it, like, 2020 when they did the digital con or whatever for that first year?
Oh yeah.
They showed that first trailer. She didn't like it. She didn't like the trailer. And I was like, no, I understand, but like, this is pretty Batman. Like, this is Batman right here. Like,
this is like Batman Origins.
Yeah. Like, I am vengeance. Like, yeah, say that shit. I like it. But I don't know. I gotta sit down and watch it. I'm just kind of being an asshole about it. And I can see that it's my problem and not a problem with the movie, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you mentioned real quick, I know we're going a little long here, but Joker.
When don't we?
When do we don't go? going back to Joker real quick, the thing about Joker is, like, there's so many different tales you can tell about Joker, but as we were talking about the games and you brought the movie up, like, it's, like, do we know Joker's actual origin story? Like, how did he become Joker? Like, I know there's a comic book
out there that
kind of talks, like, he was a stand-up comedian, kind of like what they did in the Joker movie.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I want to see something with, like, the Joker that we know. Like, if that makes any... I don't know. Am I making sense here?
Yeah, I hear you.
Because, like, I want, like... Like, the Joker in the movie was fine and great. Like, I liked the movie a lot. I thought it was good. But, like... Or I guess because he didn't have that Batman to play with.
I can see that too. But like, that's not even necessarily the thing I'm not happy with. It's just like, I don't know. I think Joaquin Phoenix is an amazing actor.
He's a great actor.
And
he did good.
I like the idea of the character. And
Taxi Driver, the Joker edition.
Have you seen the movie? I always bring this movie up when we talk about the Joker of any kind. Have you seen Falling Down with Michael Douglas? You need to watch that movie.
Oh, you mentioned, yeah, you always mention that. Yeah, I've seen clips of it, but I've never watched the movie.
Yeah, that would be like calling that character, like, and again, that's a great movie. It's one of my favorite movies from when I was younger and
Michael
stuff.
Douglas, right?
Yeah. And like, this, when he snaps and loses his mind and goes on the fucking rampage he goes on, it's like, you could have put a title card at the end of the movie that said, The Joker. And I'd have been like, yeah, okay. And it's the same with this one. Like, you didn't need it to call this The Joker. You could have called it something else and it would still be just as good as it is. But I personally don't buy it. And now people try to justify it as a Joker story. Oh, it's just... it's not in a Batman universe. It's a different take on the story. It's a different time. It's a different era, a different time frame, and blah, 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 and this and that. But it's like, yeah, you want to put it in this certain time bubble, but then you want to put all these modern issues in it, like bad healthcare and mental health problems, and like, yeah, that stuff existed then, but like, that's taking two problems from two generations and smashing them together. And I just didn't, as good as it is, I just didn't feel like it worked as a Joker story.
There was this, I don't know, I guess you want to call it a meme, where it showed like all the different Jokers that like on what breaks him down. Like Cesar Romero was like cocaine or something like that. And like Bale was like, I don't know what it was, but I remember when it came to like the Joker of this was
heroin.
Was it probably heroin?
Probably.
When it came to the Joker movie,
yeah,
it said society.
Society, yeah. Yeah.
Which is sure is what society that broke him down. What were we talking? I was going to bring something up that was going to be really embarrassing.
For you or for me?
Oh. For me, no. Because we were talking about Batman. Oh, Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
As Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to watch it.
Okay.
We got to talk about it here. Because I want to know what you think. I want to know what Alexis thinks, especially.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know she'll have a lot to say about it, especially because she's seen the Twilight movies. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's seen anything else with him.
I'm not sure. I think she might have seen a couple things, but...
But yeah, I've seen a few things with him. And recently, I actually saw something of his that was... I don't even know how to put into words, but was terrible.
Okay.
And that was because I finally watched the Twilight movies.
I've seen them too, though. So, like, whatever,
this was
man.
The first time.
Whatever.
Okay. So, me and my friends on Discord, like, they oh, love. God. I mean, they love the Twilight movies. Well, they don't like. Well, like
that first movie is so bad.
I love them to death, and I was so happy I got to watch it with them, and they were happy they got to watch it with me. Someone who has never seen it before, so we got all the live reactions of me watching the Twilight movies. And I watched the first one, and I watched all of them, but like, they were so bad, but so fucking good,
so
fun to watch.
Cinematically,
they were fun to watch.
Cinematically, they get better.
They do get better.
I feel the same way about Hunger Games. That first one is bad. It's like
I the first one a lot.
It's bad, but. The movies get better as they get more of a budget, and I like those movies. I think they're really, really, it's a really good all story altogether. You can't sit down for 13 and a half hours to watch all four of them, but they're good. If they're good, if you consume them like one right after the other in like a reasonable manner. And the Twilight movies cinematically get better, but that story is so fucking god awful. I can't even sit here.
For me, coming from a big Buffy fan, you know. You know, I love my vampires. I love Buffy. I love, you know, anything vampires. This was the only thing I've never really watched it from pop culture that had to do with vampires. So, like, watching it, like, it's not good. But it's so good at the same time.
It's enjoyable
to
watch.
There you go. It's enjoyable to watch.
I remember.
Like, I had a great time watching it with friends. I would have not watched it by myself.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I'm glad I watched it with friends. They're glad I was
There's two scenes from the first two movies that really stick out in my head as to how bad they are. And in the first movie, it's like they're in the outside of the school and a truck is out of control doing like 5 miles an hour and he fucking and stops the truck and there's this big dent. But like, there was no sense of danger because the truck was moving at like a snail's pace and they just had screeching tire audio playing in the background. It's like, this is, there's no danger. And then in the second movie, when she takes off on the bike and then falls over doing like a mile an hour and fucking wolf boy runs down there and rips his shirt off, here, are you okay? And it's like, she fell off a bike doing a 1 mile an hour. There's no danger. Like, I think that was my main issue with those first few movies is like, all this stuff that was so perilous for the lead character, there was just no sense of danger or anything into it. But when you get to the third and fourth movie, when they
when it escalates, get, when
it gets better cinematically.
Dude, the movies were shot well. Not the first one. But the, like, as it, you know, you said, as it got gone on, like some of the shots they got good, were like really good. Especially as you get towards like the last movie. When they have like that big fight at the end, like just blew my mind. Like, and this was awesome. This was an awesome choreographed fight.
The, and the thing about that story that really fucking made me go, this is the worst fucking story ever in cinema, is when you get to the end of that last movie and it fucking bounces out. And it's like, so that's what can happen if you got...
Yeah,
like, that was- so this didn't even fucking happen. Why are we still talking about this, Rick? We got to get out of here. Okay.
I'm just trying to say is that I never thought I would actually
enjoy it in any way, shape, or form
at all.
Again, talk about not sticking to your guns, as we talked about in Arkham Knight with
Barbara.
It's like
old me. I'm never watching these fucking movies. But then I got to a point where I'm older. I changed. You know, I grew up. I'm like, oh fuck it, let's watch it. And you know, my friends wanted to watch it. I'm like, fine, let's do it. I've never seen them. They were happy because they wanted my live reactions, and they got it. And they're probably laughing at me the entire time when I was laughing at the movie. But
you couldn't totally take this last 20 minutes and
it's gonna be its own thing. It will be its own thing. It is gonna be its own thing.
Holy, the fact that
this will be its own
thing. None of it ever happened?
Yeah. When I saw that, I was so pissed. But then at the same time,
come on, Rick.
I already got it spoiled though for me.
Everybody's a slayer, Rick. Everybody's a slayer.
Everybody's a slayer. Spoiler alert.